Thank you very much, Bruce. You covered a lot of history there, and perhaps you have some questions yet about things that Bruce didn't cover, so we'll give you a chance to answer some questions, but during this time, we'll also do a free will love offering, because that's how we cover our expenses for these meetings here. And so if you want to support this ministry, feel free to do so. There are also donation boxes in the back if you would like to do it that way. And if you want a tax receipt, of course, you can always do checks to Apologetics Forum. So with that, raise your hand if you have a question, and I'll bring the microphone to you.
So in some of the past histories that they talked about, the universe coming from an egg, right?
Say that again.
They talked about the universe coming from an egg.
Oh, a cosmic egg, yes.
Did they say where the egg came from?
Yeah, that's a good question. As I mentioned, the ancient Pelasgians said it somehow formed from a pre-existent chaotic matter, whatever that may have been. Their ideas were pretty vague on most of it. It's just like today, we can ask, well, where did the cosmic egg come from? Well, one evolutionist says, well, it's just one of those things that happens from day to day, a quantum fluctuation of nothingness, whatever that means. So, yeah, good question.
Other questions you may have that you would like to ask of Bruce? Okay, back here. And, of course, afterwards, Bruce will be in the back of the book table, too, if you have some more questions.
Thank you, Bruce. Do you think that Charles Darwin's father had any impact upon what he had, or did he repudiate him?
Well, his father didn't contribute much. It was his grandfather, Erasmus, who apparently wrote something about natural selection, which Charles picked up on. So, again, that wasn't totally original from him. He may have added some to it and gave it some scientific veneer, but no, I don't think that was original with him at all. And, of course, it was, and it goes back thousands of years.
Other questions? Yeah, you say that Darwin gave Erasmus some credit for what he wrote, but as far as I recall, he almost avoided.
He was very reluctant to. I guess he wanted the hound the glory. He was a glory hound himself. He wanted to get all the credit himself. In fact, there was another guy by the name of Wallace. I think, Wallace?
Yeah, he came up with a theory just almost like
almost
Darwin.
Like Darwin's, and Darwin was encouraged to hurry up and rush his Origin of Species into print before Wallace got the credit.
Was Darwin's dad a theologian?
I think he was a physician, if I recall. You remember his dad?
Well, he was very well-to-do. Darwin came from a very well-to-do farmer, or from a very well-to-do genealogy, so really didn't have to do much work.
Well, either. Darwin himself didn't. His father didn't know what to do with him, so he wanted to make him a respectable country parson and send him off to be educated in theology, but it apparently never took effect. He spent more time partying than studying, from what I understand. Yeah.
Bruce, I'm not familiar with this Monarch Creation Ministries. Is that your ministry?
That's me.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is in particular?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've been speaking on creation versus evolution ever since I retired from Weyerhaeuser in 2003, so that's going on 15 years here pretty quick. I've done a lot of ministering in homeschool co-ops. I've spoken in churches. I worked down at Mount St. Helens, led tours there. I often work with Ron Payne and leading tours. Teach classes at church and speak wherever there's an opening. So if you have an opening for me, I'd be glad to help you out.
There are, just so you know, there are other local creation speakers, and most of you wouldn't know about, but we do, all the ones that we've had speaking here, including Bruce, they are on our website. If you look under speakers, all the speakers we've had, there's more than 25 of them, they're all on there. And many of these speakers are local and available to speak at our forums or at your churches as well, so you can know that. Okay, well, let's bring the Q&A to an end then. And Bruce, thank you very much for your time here. And I know I didn't pass the sign-up board across here, but I'm going to put the sign-up sheets on the back table. I know most of you are already signed up and on our mailing list, but if you're not, it'll be you can sign up on the back table. On the back table, there are a lot of flyers of upcoming events, and you'll want to make note particularly of what Barry talked about, the dinner briefing. If you, as a church leader, a Sunday school teacher, a pastor, a youth worker, are interested to see what others may be doing in terms of addressing the issue that we have with a large percentage of our youth leaving the church because they're not getting the answers, you know, part of our purpose, our main purpose, is to provide those answers. And if you want to know more about what others are doing, sign up for the dinner briefing. See Bruce about that. If you're from a church that doesn't know about this, talk to Bruce about that, and he'll be happy to come and talk to you further on that. The other things, remember on the back tables again, the book I want to make a special attention of is the Puzzle of Ancient Man, which is a special book that we're making available for $5 each. Live streaming, you know, we are available on live streaming. If others want to, sorry, if others want to know or plug into these lectures as they're happening, you can tell them they can listen through live streaming, even if they're not close by here. Anyway, that's, the other thing I want to mention, there's a DVD back there on our table. It's called Fallout, and it's, we're making that available for free. That makes you aware of the problem we're addressing, where people aren't given answers and why they're leaving the church after they leave home after high school typically. Okay, so that's all back there. Take advantage of that. Take flyers home that you want to give to your church leaders or whatever. I want to mention also next month, and again, all this is available on our website, we have a Dr. Keith Svensson, who is a medical doctor and is trained in biology, geology, and he was actually head of the Design Science Association in Portland, which is a group like this, for 20 years or so. He spoke to us on Mount St. Helens, and next month he's going to speak to us on the Grand Teton Mountains and how we can look at that from a creation point of view, and it makes a lot more sense than talking to it from a secular geology point of view. So remember to come back for that too, and there's a flyer on that on the back table as well. So let me close in a word of prayer, be dismissed for refreshments and looking at the resources back there. Father, we come to you again to thank you for this time. Thank you for Bruce and what he has shared with us. There's a lot of history there that many of us never knew about. This is no a sudden thing that Darwin came up with. It's been throughout our history. We need to be aware of that, and we need to teach that as well. Bless now this time as we gather on the refreshments and the resources. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.